It's now time for our Jackson Heights locker room chat here this week on KNCA. I'm Brandon Tam, and we're joined by Cobras football coach. That is Caleb Wick. It is presented by Farm Bureau Warm, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and Community Healthcare System. Coach, kind of ran into a buzzsaw last week with Centralia on the road. It was one of the marquee matchups in 1A, battle of 4-0s, but Panthers number two in the state for a reason. They get the win 48-12. Just kind of take us back to that one, and what'd you see?
Oh, you know, here on Friday, it was, like you said, it was kind of a buzzsaw. We went into the game, and I think it really emulated the whole entire game on that first drive. You know, we get a couple first downs, and then, you know, we got third and one, and then we got fourth and inches, and we don't get either one of them. So our mantra is, if, you know, if we can't get 5 inches, we probably don't deserve to win the game. And, you know, give all the credit to Centralia. They had a good game plan. They really executed. They were fast. They were physical. And, you know, the main takeaway from our kids and our staff is they just let an opportunity get away. And, you know, we talked about that a lot on Monday, and, you know, after we watched film and everything and corrected all those mistakes. But, you know, the kids are hungry. They want to get back on the field. And like I said, they were just disappointed about the opportunity got slipped away. But credit to Centralia. They played a great game.
Yeah, you say credit to Centralia. And what were they maybe doing specifically on defense to kind of slow your offense down? Of course, Drake, you know, he still ends with 126 yards on 25 carries, but, you know, a big chunk of that was a big run late in the game, but for the most part kind of boggled down the offense. You know, what was it maybe specifically that they were doing, or just schematically maybe, that made things a little harder for you?
To be quite honest with you, they weren't doing anything that we didn't practice during the course of the week. It was just mostly us not being able to execute. You know, we weren't turning our butts. We weren't reading the right guy. We weren't blocking the right guy. So, you know, like I said, credit to them. They had a good scheme, but about 50-60% of the plays, if we block the right people, we get positive yards. And, you know, even when we didn't block the right people, we gained 5 or 6 yards there in the first half. So, you know, it's good for us. We know what our mistakes are, but, you know, they played a three front. They blitzed a lot. They blitzed behind our pulling backs or our pulling linemen quite a bit. But, you know, we'll adjust from that. But overall, I would think it was more our doing than what they were doing schematically.
Do you see maybe a different focus or energy with the guys in practice this week, you know, after taking that first loss, or is it the same?
Oh, for sure. The energy level was the best we've had these last 2 days, and the kids are focused. We got over our sickness quite a bit. I think we're getting a lot more healthy from a health standpoint. Well, you know, we had some kids, two or three kids throw up before the game at Centralia, and we weren't feeling the best, but we're not going to use that as an excuse. But overall, this week of practice has been great.
Talking with Caleb Wick, Jackson Heights head football coach. They got a district game coming up on Friday against Troy. We'll talk about that matchup after this on KNZA. We continue on with Caleb Wick, Jackson Heights football coach, brought to you by Farm Bureau Warm, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, Community Healthcare System. Jackson Heights returning home on Friday for a district contest. It'll be against the Troy Trojans, who are coming off a nice win. They beat Morehill Mounts Academy last week, and the offense looks good. And, you know, they're a team that likes to throw it a lot. They throw for a lot of yards and certainly have a very good quarterback. What do you see from Troy entering this matchup this week?
You know, they're an athletic football team. They got great skill positions, like you said. They got to have a great quarterback. Their line's physical. They're fast. And I know Derek does a great job there. He always has them ready to play. And, you know, by this time of the year, they're always playing their best football. So that emulates a great coach and a great team. And for us to be successful on Friday night, I mean, it's just going to have to be on our offensive line again. You know, we're going to have to be able to have some pushes. We're going to have to execute a lot better than we did on Friday. And Troy runs a lot of different stuff. They're multiple on defense as well, and they try to confuse you up front, which is, you know, a great defense. So it's definitely going to be a tall task for us, but hopefully we can come out and execute.
You know, Centralia with the win last week kind of separating themselves in the district, but, you know, obviously Riverside sits there 1-1 as well, but you got the win over them. Just how crucial is this game to put yourself in the driver's seat for that number two spot and still put yourself in a good position come playoff time?
That's a huge game for us. Not just because it's a, you know, get the inside shot on the two seed in the district, but it's just another Friday night. It's another Friday game to get better. I know Troy wants this game bad. I know we want this game bad. And like you said, Riverside. So we have two or three teams right there vying for this number two seed in the district. And, you know, from top to bottom, I think it's a great district, and it's going to be a tall task for on Friday, but we just need to come out and execute and be ready to play.
Yeah, you talk about execution, but just give us a few keys, and what's it going to take to beat a very solid Troy team this week?
It's going to be up front, especially with our guards and tackles. So, you know, they're going to have to play a lot better. And I think whoever wins the Battle of the Trenches will come out on top on Friday.
There it is. Caleb Wick, Jackson Heights football coach, brought to you by Farm Bureau Warm, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and Community Healthcare System. Jackson Heights sitting at 4-1 off the loss to Centralia, back at home on Friday, taking on Troy in a Class 1A District 4 matchup. A ball game you can watch on the Cobra Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Also, we'll have on the air on KNCA 103.9. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you very much. We'll see you Friday.